DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Revised numbers show the U.S. economy grew a better-than-expected rate of 3.8% from April through June. Economist Gus Fauché believes that'll change.
We do expect to see slower GDP growth in the second half of 2025 as businesses pass more of their higher tariff costs on along to consumers.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressed the UN General Assembly via video today. Through an interpreter, he pledged Hamas would have no role in governing a post-war Gaza and vowed,
despite all what our people have suffered, we reject what Hamas carried out on the 7th of October.
Sources tell CBS News federal prosecutors will make a decision on charges against former FBI Director James Comey before next Tuesday's deadline. Scott McFarland.
The person who'll decide whether to recommend charges against former FBI Director James Comey in Virginia is Lindsey Halligan, the new U.S. attorney there, who just days ago was a White House aide and Trump confidant.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers made it clear they don't agree on all of these proposals, but they want to work it out in committee like they're supposed to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
And for WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shally Pittman.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and even for next week, too. High temperatures today and tomorrow hit the mid-70s, and we flirt with 80 degrees for the weekend and next week. Unseasonably warm. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. For the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwind Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We hope you're all having a great one out there. Terry and I got some entertainment news for you in a little bit. Got some other fun stuff we'll get into. Good stories of the day. Talk about our schedule as well. But it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We all know what that means. Time for for the Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society. We have our friend Denise with us. Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning to you all.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate you and your team over there and all the work you guys do in our community. Appreciate it very much. And you joining us on Thursdays all the time, it's fantastic. And then on top of that, you bring in a furry friend that we all fall in love with.
Yes, absolutely. I have Dakota with me today. She's a five-month-old female light orange tabby. Spayed, up to date on all her vaccinations, and microchipped.
She's beautiful.
She really is. She is incredibly sweet. Incredibly sweet. Yeah. We were taking some pictures, and I got the chance to hold her, and could not be sweeter. Also, has a all cats have quite a flexible tail. Hers is a little more than usual. Like she really uses that thing.
She does. Wraps it around everything.
She's she's in very, very, I cannot express this enough. It's such a sweet cat.
She's a good kitty.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned 5 months old.
Yep.
Is she going to get much bigger, you think?
A little bit. A little bit. She's kind of petite. She won't get too much bigger, but she won't be like a big old chunky cat. She'll be like a petite adult.
Especially on a good diet and everything. She'll be, And again, very curious, but not moving around too much with any of that.
Right. She's not flipping out or scratching me or anything, which is good.
You can speak to this much better than me, Denise, but with a kitten like this, there isn't a home it probably wouldn't fit in, but I would think that it would be a great cat for, you know, an apartment or something that might not, you know, you don't have 30 acres or something.
Right. Yeah. This is a cat that probably doesn't need to have lots of room to run around and stretch. She seems like pretty calm and would be happy curling up on your lap.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've learned that right away. I actually almost made Terry push the buttons and everything so I could just hold her and stuff.
But he won't quite give up that power.
No. When it comes to her coat, a typical kind of like orangish, but a little bit more light orange in there.
Yeah, a little bit. She's really kind of a light orange tabby, and she seems to be shedding an incredible amount right now.
Well, I think she's a little nervous for her radio debut.
I did try to tell Dakota beforehand I was not going to ask any heavy questions of her. I did not have anything lined up too heavy. Do cats really have 9 lives? Any of those heavier questions that we ask kittens or any cats? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put her on the spot. Maybe the next time she's in, I will ask those questions.
She can prepare then.
Is there other things that people would like, as far as families go, that would be a good fit for Dakota? We mentioned, you know, some of the size of the home or something along those lines. She seems like she'd be really good with kids or just seniors or any of the above.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of families come in with small children, and this one and her sister both seem to be okay with little ones, like 3-4-year-old kids, you know, grabbing and not being able to properly support, and she's okay with that. So littles we recommend for sure.
Dakota is incredibly sweet. Find out more about Dakota and these other amazing animals over at the Humane Society. We'll give you the information on how to do that in a moment. If you don't mind, Denise, I wanted to rewind for a second and hear how the 5K 9 walk run went.
It went very well. Thanks to all who supported us. We had over 100 walkers. We had lots of raffle baskets, and the weather held out. And we had, you know, a great turnout for just people coming to check things out. Good food, good people. It was amazing. So thank you.
I heard really good things. I heard it was a really successful, very good event, and people really enjoyed themselves there.
Thank you.
I also heard you had a nice turnout with animals. People brought some animals down.
Yeah, we had some amazing dogs, and then we had a couple of our dogs brought, and they all got along really well.
That's good.
That right there is a great win.
Yes,
right?
It
That's
is.
Awesome.
Because usually there's two that, you know, don't like each other, but this year it was amazing.
Really good to hear.
Yeah.
Very good to hear. And I know that we are excited.
Dakota, it's like tapping the microphone.
Dakota,
that's awesome.
That's when a cat stretches its paws like that, it is one of the cutest things ever. You cannot, I don't know who you are, how you can have a heart of stone.
Know,
it is adorable.
Right?
When it comes to things in need over there that we can help out with, are there anything in particular, anything specifically?
We are in need of wet cat food and wet dog food. We have a lot of strays in right now that have bad teeth or missing teeth, so the wet dog food as well we're in need of.
That's a great note. And also, I think a good note to people out there, as your dogs or your animals get older and they do lose teeth, and we don't always pay attention to that.
Right.
Especially a dog hits a certain age, it's great to move to wet food.
Yeah,
it goes a long
way. Or mix it in a little bit with the dry to give them a little bit of a break. It's like a treat. We don't recommend it for all dogs, but for the ones that are suffering with some dental issues, absolutely.
It's because the dog's going to find a way to get the food, even if it hurts it. So,
right.
You're not
don't wait for the dog to complain. Do not wait for the dog to tell you, hey, you know, I mean, they're not going to do it.
Nope, they're not.
It's important for you to pay attention to those furry guys and let them know, you know, not only that you care and that you're trying, but certainly keep them healthy and give them the happiest life they can have.
That's right.
Anything else that you wanted to touch on from the shop? Because I wanted to make sure to cover everything, and I feel like we did.
Yeah, we did. Our floors are completely done.
That's what I wanted
to
ask about.
Thanks to Altman and a company out of Green Bay that redid the floors for us, but we are finally done with all of our construction. We will be open. No more closed doors for construction. So thank you for your patience, Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding area. We are ready to go.
We really appreciate that, and certainly appreciate Altman, that other company you mentioned there, all the work there, all the patience of the clients,
and
I think it should be noted too of you and the staff and the patience and all the work that you guys put into this.
Yeah, it's been hard having to move furniture 3-4 times around, but we have great staff and everybody's willing to pitch in.
I think that's one of the more relatable things of that, what you just said there. Not even just on a home level or anything, but just on a business level. And then when you put it in that it's a nonprofit, it's a lot to move around and deal with.
It is.
Really happy to hear about that. That's great. That's good news.
Yeah, we have good people, good volunteers, good board members that have been helping us nonstop. So, yeah, many thanks to them.
Find out more about Dakota and so many of these amazing animals that, as I go through the pictures, fall in love with every single one of them. Elise? I got to stop looking. You go ahead and check them out yourself, everybody, and find out more about your local Humane Society. If you have questions, you can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. That is 423-0505. Of course, you can stop on by at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids, or you can visit them at their website, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. You can, of course, direct message them on Facebook and social media as well.
Yes.
We will see you again real soon, Denise, next Thursday for another Pet of the Week. And Dakota, say hi to all your furry friends over there for us, okay?
She will, for sure. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you, Denise. Terry and I will be back with more show coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor, at 715-421-0958.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join The Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and even for next week, too.
High temperatures today and tomorrow hit the mid-70s, then we flirt with 80 degrees for the weekend and next week. Unseasonably warm. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We got some fun stuff to get into entertainment-wise, Terry, and we are the home of Dolly Parton news. So, of course, we had to touch on this story here. It's an important one that our listeners need to know about because it involves Dolly Parton. Dolly might be the queen of country music. No, I'm sorry. Let me say that correctly. Is. Dolly Parton is the queen of country music, but she's also a queen of late night taco runs. In a recent interview with Business Insider, Dolly admitted that her go-to order at Taco Bell is a Taco Supreme with a soft shell. She said, quote, "I like the others, but they fall apart so bad, especially if you're riding around." So it's very, I think it's noteworthy that she's sharing this. That's great and everything. I think it's more noteworthy that Dolly Parton has a go-to order at Taco Bell. That means she goes there so much that she, like, right away, she's a regular. We know what Dolly's ordering.
Think of the lift she just gave Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. The rest of her order is a side of rice and beans with mild sauce. She loves the Mexican pizzas, too.
That is funny. Like, what? I love how she's talking about how the other ones fall apart, especially when you're riding around. Yeah. That's awesome.
She's definitely, she is a Taco Bell, apparently aficionado. If you don't remember, the Mexican pizza was removed from the menu in 2020, but made the triumphant return in 2022. That's when Dolly joined Doja Cat for Taco Bell's Mexican Pizza the Musical, so clearly she is a big fan. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. Dolly does have one critique of the Mexican pizza, though. She said, quote, I just like make them bigger so I could have more of it. So they're a little small for her, but
that is funny.
It is funny and charming and all the things that we love about this human being. Like, it really is. It's now where so many celebrities nowadays cannot wait to endorse something or get money for something. She just does this. Like Taco Bell ain't paying her nothing.
If you had a midnight run somewhere, local.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were here and you went out at midnight because you were starving to get something to eat, what's your go-to?
I'm with her on, and I don't know what it is, but tacos. I like that, but a burger. Burger and fries.
Like a Whopper.
Yeah. Burger and fries, that's my go-to. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. I can get it from anywhere. I'll be honest. There's a...
I guess we don't have a lot of options at midnight. I was just trying to stay true to her, during the night thing or whatever.
What about you?
Probably a Whopper. Burger.
Burgers, it feels like I'm not going to have to worry about it mixing with other things in my stomach. A burger seems to be okay with that. Anything other than that, like Mexican food or Italian food or something like that, not a great combo for my stomach.
Maybe you got to get the tacos to have a little bit of grease.
Yeah, there you go. That'll help. Yes, that helps. God, now that sounds really good. Now I'm hungry. Now that sounds really good. Thank you.
I've never had the taco pizza, though.
I haven't either. I have not had it either. But most everybody I know that has seems to like it, and in particular, Dolly. That's a great order. That is great. That is fantastic. Another one here that was kind of interesting, I thought, Terry. Okay, here it is. Kacey Musgraves' latest Nashville appearance threw some for a loop. Some fans thought they paid to see Kacey in concert, but when they got there, they found out it was a live taping of a podcast about mushrooms.
What?
Yeah, it was part of the Sing for Science podcast, and it was focused on how psychedelic experiences have shaped Kacey's music. But it was at the Rhythm Auditorium, so you can see why people would think that it was going to be a concert. It's at an auditorium and everything. There were reports of groups of fans in cute concert outfits and all ready to see a show.
I wonder how much they paid.
Yeah.
I would be a little maybe not happy.
Especially, so that would be at least, because again, accountability. I mean, read the fine print, all that. At the same time, if you're paying like concert money for these tickets, then why wouldn't you think it was a concert? Now, if these tickets were $5 or $10 or something like that, then that should be a sign to you that Kacey Musgraves is not doing a $5, $10 concert. I feel like you got to have a little bit of, thinking a lot on this one and stuff. But at the same time, I 100% agree with you. One singer named Faith Hopkins posted on TikTok saying she had been hoping for slow burn, but instead got no singing, and lots of big words that I didn't understand. But Casey will be back in concert soon. You just have to travel a bit. Her next gig is in Mexico City. I would like to hear what she has to say about this. We haven't heard anything from Casey Musgraves about
that. Yeah, that is interesting. Well, but on the other hand, it's a performer at that level, likely some are, but the majority are not involved in the marketing of their events. Yeah. So, I mean, so maybe she would be surprised to see how it was put out there, too.
I imagine that she had nothing to do with this, that this is just something this group and they just happen to use her music or something, because it doesn't sound like she had anything at all to do with it. And People is about to crown its 2025 Sexiest Man Alive. But in the meantime...
They still do that.
I guess. Fans get to cast their votes in the Reader's Choice poll. You can vote in 14 categories that will cover everything from Sexiest 40-Year-Old, Sexiest Cat Dad, Sexiest Central Wisconsin DJ. No, that's not on there. And I would not be in the top 20 anyway. The most interesting is, or for some, the most interesting is, Sexiest Country Music Star. And the finalists are Cody Johnson, Riley Green, Shaboozy, and Warren Zeters.
Oh, interesting.
I know a little bit of what these people look like. I don't really know that well. I'll be honest with everybody. I play their music, but I don't know necessarily what Cody Johnson walked in here right now, I wouldn't know him. And I don't mean that as an insult to Cody Johnson. I just don't know, you know, him. I haven't seen him enough. I know Shaboozy a little bit, but to be honest, that's because he's doing Amazon Prime promos and stuff. I've seen him on those. I don't know the other two either. I apologize.
I don't know. I feel like out of that group, it's I would probably vote for Cody Johnson, I think. I like Warren Zeter's music, but he's got his hair's a little too long for me.
This is not
for my personal preference.
I have no vote on this one, and wouldn't deserve one even if I did. The this lineup offers a little something for everyone. They're saying the only question is who will country fans choose. I would say George Strait still looks pretty darn good.
Well, I was like, where's Jason Aldean on here? I mean, come on.
It seems
there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Tim McGraw, too, still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Tim went bald. Like, he shaved it all off and everything looks good on him.
Except I think that they're not looking at...
Yeah.
You know, I think they're looking at a younger age range.
That it seems like it. I was going to say that the whole lineup offers a little something for everyone. It feels very intended for younger people, which I have no problem with.
But that's okay. When we were younger, that was where our head was, right?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's fine. As far as all time, Terry, but when it comes to that, far as, you know, you're looking at this big list here and everything, I would say that there's a handful of people that got to be on that list. I would think that Randy Travis is on there. Got that long jaw, the good jawline and everything of his. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to help carry the conversation and not put it all on you. I have no idea what makes a man sexy.
Is this?
If a picture of me does not, go ahead and take, this is the one time I'll ever ask anybody, take a look at me, everybody. I have no way to talk about what is sexy in a man. I obviously have no idea what that is.
Oh, God.
But I was trying to help you a little bit, not just put it all on you.
I didn't know if you were staying in the country genre or if you were saying like in the overall...
Country. I was sticking with country and all time kind of thing.
I mean, I don't know. For me, it feels like it's those artists that were popular... Like I said before, the young, you know, when we were like in our mid, late 20s, like kind of like the Tim McGraws and that whole era.
Yeah.
George, like I mean, George Strait, of course, but.
Yeah, that's a classic one right there. It still looks good. You can find this list and find out more at wideopencountry.com or whiskeyriff.com. Both great sites with doing some good reporting. Speaking of good reporting, our friends putting together WFHR newsletter are hard at work. We've got a new edition that will be coming out today in your email box. If you have not already signed up for the WFHR newsletter, it's your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. We have some great work being done on there when it comes to not only politics and entertainment, but sports and weather and just about everything you can think of. Go there, sign up for the newsletter. A big appreciation to everybody who already has. And while you're there, get us your recipes. We are looking for submissions for our 85th anniversary cookbook. This is part of what we're doing to celebrate our 85th anniversary. It's a love letter to our community, really. We want to do something that includes everybody, that is not divisive, that is just fun. And hey, food, you know, why not? And we haven't done this in a long time. I believe, Seth, it's been like 30 years or something like that since we've had a cookbook. So we thought this would be a great one to bring back, but We can't do it without you out there. Submit your recipes, get them to us, help us continue the great legacy of love of food in this area. It's something that you're going to be able to share and keep in your, you know, your bookshelf, and you know, young, your grandkids and kids and kids are going to be able to look at these things and stuff. We still look at our cookbooks all the time. We love these things. And I think it's kind of cool to have cookbooks again. I think this is cool to have a cookbook.
Yeah, I do too. And I have, you know, a lot of these, there's a lot of different organizations that used to do them, you know, churches, banks, that kind of thing. And in all of mine, there's just my favorites in each. You know what I mean? Like, I've got the corner flipped of my favorite, my favorite ones.
Submit those recipes. Thank you to everybody who already has. Sign up for that newsletter, all at WFHR.com. Remember, that's also where you can catch the podcasts of a lot of our shows, like the Rapids Report or the Morning Show here, or Seth Face the Music, or a Community Stories, or so many of the great things being done around here. Be sure to check all that out over there, everybody. And it's game day. It is game day for me, and I'm not talking about Thursday night football. It is opening night for the leadoff hitter, if you will. I'm mixing my sports. The opening kickoff, you know, kick returner of the WRCT season and everything on Golden Pond. This is an American classic. This is one of the more heartfelt, realistic, fun, dry-humored tales of Americans that you can find. It's such a wonderful written script. It is one of those things where if you do your job, it's written for you. You just got to read the lines. And that's something that I told my cast when they got these roles. And then I saw them working the lines, and I saw them getting into character, and I saw them building on these characters. And as early as last night in our preview night, seeing little things that they're adding to the character that are enhancing that character so much more for the audience and for their cast members. I cannot express enough. You may have seen On Golden Pond many, many, many times. You have never seen it like this. Our crew, our cast has put together something so memorable, and I think so timely. This show deals with dementia and Alzheimer's. It deals with love. It deals with getting older. It deals with young and old working together. It's got so many great relationships and so many great moments in it. There is some heartfelt stuff in it. We're going to grab you by the heart, everybody. But we're also going to make you laugh and your sides hurt. You are going to love you're going to love this cast. I guarantee it. I cannot wait for you to get a chance to see what I've been able to see for the last couple of months. I told the team this last night. I, with entertainment, Terry, I don't know how other people are, but even with as crazy as I am about The Simpsons, believe it or not, everybody, there are Simpsons episodes I don't watch anymore because they're boring to me. I've watched them all too many times. I get like that with entertainment. I think a lot of people can. One of my fears, and I'll be honest with it now, was seeing this show every night. And am I going to still be able to be engaged? Am I still going to be interested in all that? That's my job. I have to be. I was a little nervous about that. I told the cast last night, every single night, over 40-some rehearsals, I was on the edge of my seat. I was all glued in. They had me. Every night, it was like the first time I had ever seen On Golden Pond. This cast, this crew has done it. It's going to be memorable. It's going to be a great way to kick off the season. It's the ultimate way of buying local, supporting local, and supporting the arts. Come on down and check out On Golden Pond. If you can't make it tonight, we got a show tonight at 7, one tomorrow at 7 as well, and then Saturday at 2 o'clock matinee. Next week, October 2nd and 3rd and 4th, we do this all over again. Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows, and then we wrap everything up with a 2 o'clock matinee.
And congratulations to you on your directing debut with WRCT. That's awesome.
It feels really good. I could not be more humbly proud of this team. I'm also going crazy because job is done. I've got all this energy and all this like I want to hit that stage with everything I got. I want to leave it all out there. And no, they don't want you out there. You don't belong out there. Your job is done. It's their show now.
You know, you can learn through your whole life.
That's a good point.
Continuous learning.
It's a very good point. Very
take
good
a
point.
Step back.
Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Break a leg, team. I'm so proud of you. Break a leg. We will come back after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. We will have some fun there. And Terry, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, you bet.
Be sure to find out more about the great things going on at your United Way, everybody, at uwswac.org. Get on over there. All you future reading mentors, we want you over there. All you future rakers, we want you there for Day of Caring. find out more and be a part of things in your community put into the United Way during this campaign season at uwswac.org. Hang out again real soon, Terry. Thanks for joining us.
Sounds great.
We'll talk to you soon.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. The end of September means it's time for the 52nd Cranberry Festival in Warrens. The Cranfest kicks off tomorrow and runs through the weekend, rain or shine. Grant Holly is executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, an industry org that turns 138 this year. Holly tells Civic Media the festival happens just ahead of the traditional time for cranberry harvest, but hybrids have loosened when the harvest can happen.
So we have these hybrids now, and we have hybrids that will start producing their berries that are ready to be harvested right around the second week of September. And then we have hybrids that will delay so that we can go almost all the way to hunting season.
This year's harvest is still different.
We are moving a little bit faster this year than we have before. This warm weather during harvest is kind of unheard of. And we're learning how to deal with it. But one of the pieces that it has done is we have growers that are out there for 14, 16 hours a day bringing in their berries because we need to bring them in now.
The Cranberry Festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine. And Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher is putting the spotlight on our aging roads. He and community leaders say roads need a more sustainable funding solution. They argue that while the budget has some gains for roads, its structure pits funding against each other and favors temporary fixes over solutions. It's part of the Revitalize campaign led by the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and the Transportation Development Association. They're headed to other communities for the same campaign. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at WIRI.FM and WFHR.com.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not-so-good at-bats where he leaves his zone and chases down especially or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Todd Albaugh.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and even for next week, too. High temperatures today and tomorrow hit the mid-70s, then we flirt with 80 degrees for the weekend and next week. Unseasonably warm. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. And joining us is Seth.
Good morning, everyone.
Terry tagged Seth in. I thought that was pretty cool. You guys got a really good tag down, by the way. That was smooth. You could practice that. That was good.
Yeah, it's just right under the ropes, right there.
Appreciate it. We appreciate you all joining us as well. We're going to have some fun taking you to the top of the hour with a couple of segments and a couple of good things and getting into our schedule and plenty more and diving into our National Day of Calendar. We don't get to do that very much over here anymore.
That's right.
Well, today is National One-Hit Wonder Day, everybody. All right. So to celebrate the occasion, here is a list of 20 of the most memorable songs according to this list at ranker.com that did this one. I want to double check here just to make sure to get the website right. Nope, that's just National Day of Calendar. Where did they get it from? Well, I'll say this right now. This is a fine list, and you can find it at yardbarker.com. It's yardbarker.com. I've never heard of that website, but it's not a bad name.
Pretty good.
I want to know what everybody else's favorite one-hit wonder is.
Okay.
And Seth, you can think about this one if you'd like.
Okay.
But I want to hear everybody's favorite one-hit wonder out there.
I will wait and see if it's on this list here. I got someone in mind, though. Yes.
715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app with your favorite one-hit wonder, everybody. We'll go from 20 on up, although I don't think this is in any particular order.
No.
There She Goes from The Laws from 1988. I always think of that as a 90s song.
Yeah, and part of it is because it was covered by Sixpence None the Richer. And they had a bigger hit with it, but oh my gosh, I love that song. In fact, the original version by The Laws is fantastic.
That's
the
one I like.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Shake It from Metro Station from 2007. All right. Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know if I remember how that song goes.
I remember it a little bit, but yeah, okay.
That's making me think, man.
Already, it's two bands right out the gate that I'd completely forgotten about. And none of this is an insult to any of these bands
or
anything
at all.
Like that. They got a lot more hits than we got, even with one.
Yeah, that's right.
At number 18, Tainted Love, Soft Cell from 1982.
Oh, yeah. I guess technically that's considered a one-hit wonder. The one of the members, Mark Almond, of course, went on to have a relatively, not a huge solo career, but he was a lot on college radio and that kind of thing. He was like an alternative guy in the 80s, and he had a pretty good career,
yeah,
I think.
Nice, yeah. I've always thought of the 80s as the kings of one-hit wonders, that you never had more one-hit wonders than in the 80s. I don't know if that's true. I think the 90s have got to be a bit of a competition.
The late 60s, after the Beatles hit, all those garage bands, a lot of one-hit wonders from that group, too.
Look at the 50s.
Even the 50s, yeah.
The 50s, it's littered with one-hit wonders.
Novelty There's songs, tons. And yep.
And like big names, too. Like people you wouldn't think, oh, they had to have multiple hits. No, they had one hit. There's a lot of that. I think it's an more interesting list. When we think of this, we think of bands that, like I said, we haven't thought of in a long time or something like that. But what about that list of people that they had songs and songs that did well but weren't hits? They maybe had like one true hit. Just off the top of my head, Pearl Jam has had like one major hit.
Like, you know, Last Kiss, the remake of theirs.
That was their by far their biggest, for sure.
As
yeah.
far as chart topic. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm referring exactly. to, yeah. is charts and everything. Yeah. But Pearl Jam, one of the more popular bands sure. of our era, and, mm-hmm. you know, still popular to this
yep.
day. Oh, this is in the running for me. No pun intended. At number 17, Come On Eileen from Dexter's Midnight Riders yes, from 1983.
100%.
That's the pure nostalgia. That is
that one. And the weird thing is that it's kind of a throwback song at the time. It was. If you listen to the instrumentation, it sounds like an old, you know, Irish tune or something like that.
It's based on an old folk song right. or something like that, I believe. Is, yeah. It's one of those songs yes. that they did. And there's another one like that on this list as
all
well.
Right.
The Reason from Hoobastank from 2004. You could not avoid that song.
No, you couldn't.
I didn't really listen to radio in the early 2000s, and I still could not stop hearing that song.
You still could not miss it, and unfortunate band name. Unfortunate
yeah, I really don't like that band name.
It's horrible.
I get that some of these bands, they come up with a name just to have a name. It's a placement thing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they get popular, and before they know it, they're known as Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right.
I change it. Yeah, change it. Just change
please
it.
Please it. Just change please it. Just change
just
it.
Do it. Just do it. Play that funky music from Wild Cherry from 1976.
Boy, in terms of like one of the best one-hit wonder songs, that's got to be up there. That's a super funky tune, man.
With the older ones on this list, it's interesting to think about how the relevancy they have or mm-hmm. how they've been used in TV shows, commercials, movies.
And boy, that one's been heard a lot.
That's got to be one of the more popular ones yes, on this list,
I think so.
And longevity-wise. Mm-hmm. The impression that I get from the Mighty Bosstones from 1997.
I dispute that, and not only because I am a big Bosstones fan from back in the day, but that album actually had a couple of other hits on it. So, no, sorry. You lost me on that one. Yeah. Not a one-hit wonder. No.
Yeah, I don't even know why you would include that because no. it seems very obvious they're not.
No.
Yeah, even I knew that. Yeah. At number 13, tub humping or thumping or whatever.
Thumping. It's tub thumping.
Okay, from Chumbawamba.
Yes.
I can say Chumbawamba, but I can't say that. It's from 1997.
That's a definite one-hit wonder, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And definitely one of those ones where it was based on an old folk song, I believe, an old Irish folk song.
That would make sense.
That they turned it into.
Very interesting band. If you ever get a chance to check them out, they're a fascinating group of people.
My Sharona from The Knack from 1979.
They had a couple more hits, too. I wouldn't put them in as one
hit
wonders.
That's not fair. Yeah, no. They definitely did. Yeah. Like charting hits.
Yeah, like top 10 stuff. Yeah.
Love Fool from The Cardigans from 1997.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
They made some interesting music, but that was their one big hit. Yeah.
OMC, How Bizarre from 97.
I know so little about the rest of that.
Yeah.
Very much a one-hit wonder. So much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was more of a novelty song, too. So those are hard to follow up.
I'm thinking I've got an unlabeled coming together here.
You may.
I think I might have to work on here a little bit. that's definitely happening. Be on the lookout for that in about 10 tapes, everybody. Barely Breathing from Duncan Cheek from 1997. Another one of those songs you could not avoid.
No. Oh, my gosh. All over the place. My goodness.
It was so popular that there's actually another song. She's everything she wants. She's mm-hmm. everything you yep. need. Like that song, they both start the same. And I don't know which one is going to play when I hear the first like notes of each song. And I know this because we've been playing it a little bit in intermissions during On Golden Pond.
Oh,
you should go get your tickets at WRC Theater. And I think Barely Breathing is going to start, but it's the other one.
Oh, goodness. That's funny.
She's So High from Taj Bachman from 1999.
Yes.
Definitely.
Another could not avoid that song. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Another thing interesting on the list is good artists, but just mm-hmm. had the one hit
yep.
in that. Goyet, featuring Kimbra from 2011, Somebody That I Used to Know.
Mm-hmm.
An incredibly popular song.
Yes.
Very popular.
That's right.
And I've heard that Goyet is an incredible artist, like mm-hmm. very good.
Yep.
Just not a lot of hits.
Just not a lot of hits, right.
One of the sillier ones on this list, to me at least, In a Big Country from Big Country from 1983. Not a bad song. I have an issue with you naming your band Big Country, and then your first big song single is got your name in the title.
Right.
It just feels very weird to me.
And they missed the mark on that one. Big Country had more hits than that.
Mm.
They had more hits than just the one. We don't remember them, but they're there. They were in the charts.
And that's, to me, that's what counts.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a one-hit wonder, then.
It's not a fair list.
Yeah.
Now, this has got to be, you know, if somebody's putting together a list of the most famous or most well-known one-hit wonders, I'm Too Sexy from Right Said Fred from 1991
100%. One of the biggest novelty songs of all time.
Here's one more little addition to this conversation. I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but I feel like it has to. When you see or hear a song for the first time, I say see from a music video because of The Right Said Fred, that's the first time I heard it was in a music video.
Right.
And you're watching it and listening to it, and you're like, yeah, this is a one-hit wonder. Like, I'm never going to hear from Right Said Fred again.
No.
This is it. Like, every once in a while, there's a band where you're like, yeah, this is it for them. It's not as if they're going to be coming out with a version of Ave Maria.
Right.
Not, you know, we're not going to hear from these guys again.
It was popular because of its novelty, literally a novelty song. Now, sometimes we think novelty songs are like, you know, funny and
something. Monster Mash.
They can be, but they're called novelty because there's something different about them that is like, you know, it's just of and very much of the moment too. That's the other thing.
A gimmicky thing.
Yeah, there's a gimmick to
Barbie
it, right?
Barbie Girl song, which should probably be on this list.
Aqua, should probably which has found a second life because of the movie, but
I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, songs like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe my favorite on the list. At number four, Stuck in the Middle with You from Steeler's Wheels, 1972.
Right. Now, for Steeler's Wheelers, that is correct. But we have to remember that Jerry Rafferty was a member, and he had a whole bunch of hits after that, in Baker Street and a couple other ones,
So maybe the most interesting person on the list, Gary Rafferty, because he is a one-hit wonder, but with multiple one hits. Right. Baker Street is my favorite one-hit wonder song, probably. It's probably my favorite one. I love that song. Mm-hmm. It never gets old to me. I wait for that saxophone solo.
That's great.
I cannot wait for it.
Yep.
I'm playing air sax that whole time. but again, to your point, Steeler's Wheel had a hit there. So where do you put him on this list? Do you put him on the list? It's very interesting.
I would put Steeler's Wheeler on, definitely. But I don't know if I would put Jerry Rafferty on the list.
Yeah, though. Interesting. Mm-hmm. At number three, Spirit in the Sky from Norman Greenbaum from 1969.
Absolutely.
At number two, Butterfly from Crazy Town from 1999. They should not get credit for this. They literally stole the beat from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, they did.
Pretty Little Ditty, a wonderful, one of my favorite instrumentals of all time. It's on Mother's Milk. You pull it up, you can listen to it, or if you follow me on social media, you've probably seen me share it a billion times over the last 10, 20 years. It's a perfect morning song. I love that song. Grew up loving that song. Mm-hmm. And then I hear these jokers sample it in a song and get all this credit for it and everything. And it could not find a dumber song. Like,
really?
just like, it looks like, you know, the old adage, you put 20 monkeys in a room with typewriters, they're going to kick out Shakespeare.
Shakespeare will come out, right?
I cannot prove this, but I do believe that's how the lyrics to Butterfly were written.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the same budget, so it's like 3-4 monkeys in there writing it and typing it out and everything, but I'm pretty sure that's how Crazy Town wrote their whole album.
That's probably it.
I would love somebody to get mad at me about this.
Yeah, right.
Like, I want the biggest Crazy Town fan out there to come at me right now, please. And at number one, Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison from 1996.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow. Man, there's so many more on this list. And I'm talking, and I'm going to say true one-hit wonders, not some groups that actually did have more than one hit. I mean, they may be known for that one song, but that doesn't mean that. I'm thinking of for the number one for me, has got to be Zanger and Evans in the year 2525, because they never charted anything ever again.
Yeah.
They had one thing together, and it was a number one hit. One thing, and that was it.
That's
the ultimate one hit wonder right man. But I'm thinking, like, what, you know, I'm Blue, Eiffel 47.
Yeah.
Right? There's one right there.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah. I mean, the Baja Man. Mm-hmm. You talked about Aqua and Barbie Girl like that. Cotton Eye Joe. I can't even remember the name of that stupid band that did that one.
Macarena.
Yep. The two guys.
That one.
So now the only thing is, I don't know if they were more famous in like Latin.
Yeah.
If they had other hits in like Latin countries.
Yeah, they did actually. Yeah.
Then I don't know if I would. In the US, they were definitely one hit wonders.
But those guys really embraced that too, though. They were they were much older, but they were so happy that people were liking their song and all that and everything. So that they handled that very well.
Here's probably the most polarizing of the one hit wonders. Mm-hmm. The Proclaimers, 500 Miles.
Yep.
Because that's definitely a one hit wonder. And there's people I know that like, well, apparently you who absolutely hate that song.
The first time I heard that song was Too Many. Yes. Cannot do it.
There's my point right there. Very polarizing.
We want to still hear yours, and we'll take them throughout the whole week here, everybody, as we celebrate one hit wonders. Another interesting list out there, two hit wonders. I think that's another interesting
one. Oh, those are even better. Those are more fun.
Be on the lookout for that one at another time with Seth and
I. Flock of seagulls, anyone.
Nicely done. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face, deep cuts, the way it goes when you're a part of it, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and even for next week, too. High temperatures today and tomorrow hit the mid-70s, then we flirt with 80 degrees for the weekend and next week. Unseasonably warm. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. And a big thank you to Denise and Dakota for hanging out with us, our pet of the week, and our good friend Denise from the Southwick County Humane Society. Encourage you to find out more by going to swchs.com. Be listening every Thursday for another pet of the week. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to all of them for joining us. And, of course, Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Nobody tell her I said this, of course, but Terry is amazing. She's awesome, and I appreciate her very, very much in the time she spends here and stuff. So we appreciate you, Terry. Thank you. Again, don't let her know I said that. And of course, we appreciate all of you listening. Remind everybody out there that go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest brought to you locally by Rapids Transmission is going strong the whole rest of the day. Be listening just a little bit. You've got the 11 o'clock keyword to text to us coming up. Then 1, 3, 5, and 7, you'll have another keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. We're rooting for all of you, pulling for all of you to win this thing.
Absolutely. So keep that Civic Media app ready to go, everyone. Just keep it up. Keep it going.
Laura put together an amazing Rapids report for us today. I'll be hanging out with Laura Huber.
Another Laura.
Is there Laura Bias? No. Laura Huber, longtime friend of ours around here, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension. We're talking 4-H with Laura a little bit later today. And we will also be joined by our good friends, Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hinton are going to join us.
Very nice.
Be looking for those Rapids Report episodes at WFHR.com. They'll be there this afternoon, along with our newsletter. We'll have a new newsletter for you, everybody.
Ooh, coming out, yes.
Be sure to sign up for that at WFHR.com. And while you're at it, get us those recipes, again, at WFHR.com. Over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, high school action going on, Spash at Lincoln, boys soccer, Mike and Seth tag team in this thing, 6:50 it kicks off.
It'd be great, everyone. We got our first soccer game of the season. Very excited to bring that to you. And, of course, we got more football tomorrow night, too. Marshfield versus Lincoln, the battle for Wood County.
Yes.
It's always a classic game, so you're going to want to tune in for both of those.
And you've got one of the best announcers in the game and one of the more only getting better and better with every rep he gets, and Michael Comer doing this. Michael cares
all
so much.
All the sports he does. Yeah. I mean, and all, like you were talking about earlier, all the prep that he does. This man is prepared every time he goes out there.
I joked with him all the time that I try to throw him curveballs and he knocks out everything I sent him. At the very least, it's a triple. I mean, he knocks out everything. He's great. We have a great one going on in town here today, as we do every Thursday coming up until the October, right around the corner here, actually. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market, going strong at 221 First Avenue South, right here in Rapids, along that beautiful Wisconsin River. 8-1, go there, buy local, support local, check out some of the cool things they have. And if you haven't been to a farmers market in a while, they've grown, man. There's so much going on. There's things for kids. There's all kinds of cool stuff happening.
You will be surprised how much is going on there. Yeah, it's very cool,
And if you can't make it today, again, Saturday, this will be going on 8-1, the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. Keep in mind, October 11th, this will wrap up and be going indoors.
Yes, at the beginning of November, at the Indoor Farmers Market, we will commence. So make sure you get ready for that as well.
A shout out to our friends over at Focus and the good people over at Sparhawk Trucking, who do not advertise with us, but I mention them every Thursday because they host our friends at Focus and Neighborhood Meals. 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Meals are served on Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room opens at 4:15. Building doesn't open until before 4. If you'd like to know more about this or find out more about Neighborhood Meals or anything else, 715-422-1980. And while everybody does a really good job, you know, highlighting this, we know that word of mouth goes so much farther.
Yep.
Be sure to spread the word about this one. Let's make sure that there is not one hungry person in our community.
100%.
And a quick reminder that tonight's the night, opening night. It is game day for our cast, our crew of On Golden Pond.
Yes.
The fall production, the leadoff hitter of the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's main stage productions. Got a show going on tonight at 7 over at the shop at 223rd Avenue South. Also, there will be a show tomorrow at 7. And then on Saturday, they'll be a 2 o'clock matinee. You can't make it this week. Next week, we're going to do it all over again.
That's right.
Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody, and check out this amazing, memorable play. I promise you, you are going to enjoy
it. You will enjoy it.
It's going to be a good one.
Good stuff.
Seth, as we're getting closer to October, there's some October events we want to touch on, and this one coming up was make sure everybody knows about it.
Yeah, October 5th. That's a Sunday, everyone. And you can come play some trivia at Two Doors Down Brewing Company in downtown Wisconsin Rapids at 140 East Grand Avenue. Join them for a fun afternoon of trivia, food, and a silent auction. Put together a team of up to six people, and it's free to play, and a free will offering will be accepted. This is put on by Grace, the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, and this, of course, goes to their ministry, which is paying off debt. This is paying off lunch debt for area high schoolers in order to make sure they have a clean record as they graduate. They do focus on seniors for that one. So as they graduate, they will be able to walk. Just make sure they go out with a clean slate, which I think everyone can appreciate on that. So
it's a really good cause, a really good time. I love the idea, and I appreciate Grace and all the work that they're doing in our community.
Yeah.
Be sure to mark that on your calendars, everybody. And we'll talk more about it as we get closer to it, but that's going to be a fun event.
Absolutely.
I did want to look at some world good stories. An 8-year-old from Rhode Island named Ryan Mulvaney spent his summer running 1 mile every day for 50 days. He did it to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Ryan said, quote, "I was watching a YouTuber who went to 50 states in 50 days, and I kind of got inspired. I was in Walmart with my parents, and I asked them, and I said, I just thought of something. I can run 50 miles in 50 days. And he raised over $3,000.
Good for you, man.
And I would love to know his parents' reaction to that. I'd love to know. First, I want to know their reaction when he's in Walmart and he tells them.
Right, yeah, exactly.
As they're, of course, going past toys that he no longer finds interesting and all that, as he, you know, he did 5 minutes ago, but now he doesn't.
Yeah, right.
And you know how good, just being how kids are and stuff.
Yeah.
But not he's with
stuck
this.
To it.
He's stuck to it. Man.
Good job, young man.
You can still add to his cause. You can go to GoFundMe.com and find out more if you'd like. Several breweries in Denver are hosting their first ever bra-free run that will ultimately benefit Coloradans diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
It's happening next month, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Organizers say racers can, quote, run, walk, skip, and whatever floats your boat.
There you go.
It's a fun idea,
that's
man.
A that's a really fun idea.
Good
autumn.
Good autumn. And bringing awareness to one of the more important causes out there.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Well done.
And a local news reporter in Florida helped a kindergarten teacher connect with a former student. From 24 years ago. She wanted to give him a letter that his mother had written to her about him in March of 2001. Mm-hmm. 6 months later, she died in September 11th attacks.
Oh, dear.
So was not able to, of course, get that. But now, right. All these years later, this local reporter mm-hmm. doing local journalism mm-hmm. was able to help connect these people.
Wow. What a great story.
When we speak about the importance of local journalism people, we're not just talking politics. Mm-hmm. We're not just talking, you know, those kind of things, or the weather report even.
Right.
But the human interest story that we have lost sight of, we need more of these. Mm. These are cool, good stories that affect lives and hopefully inspire people. It's a great story.
That's what they're very good at, inspiring people. That's right.
Seth, thanks for upping your batting average and pitch hitting today.
Hey, no problem.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House makes a new threat if there's a government shutdown next week. CBS's Torian Small.
Firings is essentially what's expected here instead of what's been traditionally known as furloughs, where people would be laid off temporarily but then able to return after.
The government revised its growth estimate for the spring up at a 3.8% annual rate instead of the first estimate at 3.3%. PNC economist Gus Fauché.
We do expect to see slower GDP growth in the second half of 2025. As businesses pass more of their higher tariff costs on along to consumers.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas speaks to the UN General Assembly over a video link since the U.S. revoked his visa. Heard through translation.
We declare that we are ready to work with U.S. President Donald Trump, the United Nations, and all partners to implement the peace plan that was approved.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.